Stephen Jill here.
Hi.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I interview member Kevin Farrell.
Yep.
And he shares his Land Academy success stories and hopefully a little bit of his background. And I can't wait to talk to you, Kevin, because you're not just a regular Land Academy member. You're nice enough to be the moderator on the Land Investor site. So I think we have a bunch of stuff to ask you. It's awesome.
Yep. Thank you, Kevin. Glad you're here.
Yeah. So Kevin, tell us a little bit about you. And
all right, I'm glad to be here. When 2016, I had determined that I wanted to get into real estate investing, and I was looking really hard at small multifamily, small apartment buildings. I was hanging out in Bigger Pockets and discovered Seth Williams over there. And I thought, wow, the land thing sounds pretty interesting. So I started researching land. And actually, Jill, I don't know if you remember, while I was on Bigger Pockets, I was looking for ways to get tax delinquent lists from counties. And you piped in over there and said, hey, you don't need to do that because you're going to miss a lot of deals.
Exactly.
And so you and I scheduled a phone conversation and we talked. And I ended up joining October 2016, something like that. And at the time, we were running a pest control business in Indianapolis, and that was my full-time deal. So I knew this was going to be part-time for a while. And we reached that point in 2018. In the spring, we decided if we're going to go full-time with land, I just can't do the pest control work anymore. So we sold that business, and it's easier to say than it is to do. It takes a while to get everything together and wrap that all up. We sold that business, and at the same time, we had an opportunity to buy the condo that we're in now for cash, and we sold our home. So that whole summer was just kind of like a real long train wreck thing. I wasn't sending any mail out. We had properties in inventory, so I could sell a few here and there. But from June until October, we didn't work on the land business. And so that's just devastating. So basically, we rebooted our land business toward the end of 2018. Really, the first quarter of this year is when we're really trying to hit the numbers that we're working on right now. And what I'm doing is, even though I don't meet these goals every month, I'm trying to send out 3,000 offers a month. And I'm purposely targeting areas that are higher priced. Some of these are east of the Mississippi. The personality of these counties and the way people respond is totally different than rural vacant desert property out west. So the numbers are lower, I think. The response rate for that also meets my needs. My wife and I concluded that we weren't very good at building a really high volume business, working with smaller properties, but actually, you know, trying to do 10 or 20 deals a month. We failed that. But we're pretty good at doing some larger dollar deals. I'm fine with doing three or four that make 10 or 20 K a month. And that's what I'm working towards right now.
Perfect.
So you do three or four deals that generate net 10 to 20,000 bucks a month. And that's where your spot is.
Yeah, for now. I mean, I wouldn't put a cap on it, but you know, that's comfortable. We feel good about doing the business for that. And right now, incidentally, I've got two deals in closing that are assignments. Those are $8,000 a piece. All I did was get a signed purchase agreement. I found a guy that wants to market those, and he agreed to that price. So we did a contract where I get paid at closing. There's a third one, and he's going to also be a partner on. And that's a larger 5-acre deal in Travis County, Texas. 165K purchase price, 300 to 400K comp. But I'm taking the $10,000 assignment fee on that one as well. And one thing lacking there is I'm trying to get the seller's attorney to have the purchase agreement signed, but I met all their terms, so I don't see why they shouldn't sign it.
That's great.
Go ahead, Joe.
No, I'm just coming here.
What's been your biggest challenge so far with Land Academy or with the real estate investing effort?
Well, the one that's obvious to me is the just having a real good head for building a business. You know, about half the questions that come across the forum have to do with the process. How do you handle this? How do you do this? How do you keep track of things? You know, and you know, we question that a lot. We've probably attempted probably we're on our fourth CRM system. For various reasons, we outgrow them, or they don't fit right, or they don't work right with the accounting software. It's just something. It's a constant experiment. So that's the biggest problem for me. I just love doing the research and crunching the numbers, and you know that's all fine. I'm not real keen on phone work, and I just recently made some tweaks to my answering service. I have AnswerConnect.com, which is real similar to PatLive, and I got on them before there was a discount with Land Academy for PatLive. They're very similar, but one of the things that they do in the script, they allow for different conditions. So I used to have people call and the operator would ask them how they could help them, and they'd say, well, I want to cuss somebody out because of this letter that I got.
Right.
Or they might say, I want to sell some land. Or they might say, I want to talk to Kevin. So I get all of these different messages. So my average call length was 3.5 minutes with that kind of script. I recently changed it about a month and a half ago. When the caller calls, the operator identifies himself and the company name and says, would you like to sell your land? Because these are only, I only use this for responses to my letter. Would you like to sell your land? Yes or no? That's the only choice you get. If you say yes, they take all the info. If you say no, the caller says, let me get your reference number from your letter and we'll remove you from the list. And then that sort of simmers the conversation down. It gets them off the phone. And now my conversations are 2.5 minutes average.
Excellent.
So I get more calls.
You know, I'll take it a step further. We ask them if they want to sell their property, and if so, does the price on the purchase agreement work for them? Mm-hmm. And then it's like you can really weed out the people that are serious about it quickly.
Exactly.
Yeah. True.
So give us a great success story.
I like these.
Well. As I explained in my email, I'm not the most successful guy. I've had a lot of little things. I bought some stuff out in Kern County that worked out pretty well. Not big dollars, mind you, but in one case, it was 59 acres, and it was right across the street from, it was Kia or Hyundai Proving Grounds. No, it was Honda. Honda Proving Grounds out there in the desert. So it was a pretty big piece of property with power, at the corner, but not much else going on. And I think my offer for this thing was, $24,000. And I know, Steve, I had scheduled a call and talked to you about four or five properties from that California mailer. And we talked about a bunch of them. And after that call, I went back to this owner and said, you know, I can give you 20 for it. That's not right. I can give you 10 for it. So 10 was this amazingly, you know, ridiculous offer. And 2 days later, I got an email and she said, that's fine. So, you know, anytime you can get a piece of property like that, it really helps you to sell it because you can easily, you know, put a really good price on it and still have decent profit out of it. But Let's see. I don't know what else is out there that's really
been
great.
Well, I gotta say, you've obviously been cruising along, doing just fine, that after 2 years you're comfortable enough to really, and I love that you hung on to your other business, made sure which was the right run, sold the other one, paid cash for where you live now. That's huge.
All good decisions.
I mean, I'm sure you guys sleep very well at night. should.
Yeah.
That's good.
Like I said, Kevin, it's I can't thank you enough for your contribution to the landinvestors.com forum.
Yeah.
You know, truly, you have amazing perceptions, and you can you can communicate them really, really well.
Well, you connect with everybody. You know, what's great is that it seems like it doesn't matter where everyone's coming from, you, and I really appreciate that, you're really good at taking a step back and putting yourself in their shoes. And they might be questions that were for you 3 years ago, like, I'm way past this, but you answer it and you connect with them and make them feel good and help them along.
So do you think having go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say to Jill, I just remember, you know, that feeling of not quite knowing what's the right thing to do.
Exactly.
Yeah. I have to ask if owning a business prior to this has helped you with buying and selling land.
Yeah, I would say most definitely. You know, as I watch other people, especially people that I talk to frequently from the advanced members group, the people that I see who really take off running, they're typically, you know, they've got the business head. This is no challenge for them. Building a business is no big deal. And they jump right out. It took me, it took me a year to start buying properties that cost more than $500, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I dabbled in that for a long time, and I see guys right out of the gate, boom, they're buying $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 properties. And, you know, I had to have some experience behind me to do that.
Yeah.
I love it.
I mean, it's all in the data. For people like you and me, that's where the mystery gets removed for me. I mean, even when I do mailer now, I just did one yesterday that we released, a pretty large one, and I'm still trying to eliminate that much more risk. So, to make it on her end much, much easier to sell. I love your Honda Proving Grounds, Kern County example, where you're buying a $60,000 piece of property for 10 grand because you hit them at the right time. You know, and I don't know if you want to share with us what you sold it for, if it's still for sale, but I'm sure you tripled your money, or hopefully, or close.
It sold for less than 30. I had it for a little over 30, and I had to reduce it, but it actually sold pretty quick, probably 30 or 40 days.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Three times.
But, yeah. And Jill, I don't know if you remember the email that I gave to Erin and had her show you. I had mentioned in there that I've started another company, and we call that Farsight.
You do what's that? I'm sorry.
I said we started another company that I call Farsight.
Okay.
And so we're competing with you folks. We're offering phone consulting, but this is really focused to the very beginning people who they've done the training, but they're just not sure, you know, how to pick a county or how to pull data. And they can go to farsight.com and schedule that with me. That's been going pretty good. I'm only doing several calls a week, but it's at a cost point that makes sense for them.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Well, I'm even wondering, like, how can we help each other? Let me know. I apologize. I don't, if it might be in a bunch of emails that I have to catch up on. So if there's a way that we can do this better together, you know, I'm open.
I mean, I'm open to advertise, you know, putting a tile up or a banner ad on Land Investors or whatever,
something like that. We can figure out something like different rates, or I don't know.
What I normally do, if there's a new member with a question, I try to answer their question, and then I go and PM that member and say, hey, if you need more help or more time, go ahead and schedule a call with me. And so that's really how I've been doing. It's just very one at a time, kind of organic, and I'm doing two or three calls a week.
Cool.
What do you charge?
And I'm really helping people. So
yeah,
$50, 50 for 30 minutes.
That's great.
Cool.
And so, I mean, I'll tell you, almost all the consulting that I do personally is pretty on the opposite end of that. It's obviously pretty pricey, but it's
right.
People are trying to get from 100,000 a month to 400,000 a month.
I know.
And what data, yep. And reviewing data sets and really digging in, and all the calls end up being an hour or an hour and a half for, and
yeah.
I don't charge anyone for it, but you know, so I think I would really truly rather not do the kind of calls that you do. So I think that maybe we could work.
We could work something out. Yeah. I like this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that company is also, we're not quite funded up yet, but we're also going to be helping fund the smaller deals for the newer folks.
Excellent.
Ding, ding. That's what Land Tank is all about. That's for you.
Oh,
that's,
yeah.
That's kind of what I feel like right now. Like my role is to bring in more people, newer investors, so that folks like you can now start funding their deals, you know, and that's Land Tank. Because there's enough deals to go around.
Yeah.
Community grows. I can't fund everybody's deal that doesn't have enough money.
And we don't want to.
And I want to share it with you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you and I go do bigger ones over here while you're funding little ones over here. It's perfect.
I'm glad. That's great, man.
Yeah.
That's, yeah.
Awesome. That's the entrepreneurial
spirit. Yeah.
Exactly.
I felt there was a, you know, a niche there and that I could help out, you know, so it's working.
Yep. It's great. I am so glad. So what's the next step for you? Are you going to do higher dollar amounts or where are you heading this year?
Well, all my mail is going to fairly pricey property. My offers range from 20,000 and up being up to about $200,000 properties. So those are the offers that I'm sending out. I'm talking to people about properties at 120 or 160 or 180K, you know, where the values are. My offers are still 25%. I don't budge from that.
Okay, great.
You know, I feel like if people are ready to sell, they're ready to sell.
Yeah. Exactly.
And so, the mail. that's the size deals that I'm trying to hit. And after I overcome some initial cash flow needs here, I'll do fewer of the assignments at $10,000. I'll do more of the splitting the deals with other people because some of these are pretty meaty.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That's so perfect. Kevin and I are doing a deal together right now.
Are you?
Yeah, we are.
Describe it.
I can't remember.
We've got one in closing, Jill, and I got a very nervous buyer out in Chicago, and she calls me every other day because the title company hasn't called to request her down payment. So she's afraid that the deal is going to somehow get away. I keep reassuring her, no, I'm selling this to you. The title company is busy. They're going to call you. That's 20 acres in Tehama County. We paid $12,300. And, we had it advertised for 34. It didn't go, but we're getting 29.5 for it.
Nice.
Not a huge deal, nice. But yeah.
Okay.
And the other one is 40 acres near in Yokern, in Kern County.
Mm-hmm.
It is adjacent to 40 acres of developed properties, so there's power next door. It is right now listed for $29,000. That one, I think we've got a couple of interested buyers on it. We should have already had it in the bag. I've sold much worse properties out there in Kern than that one. I don't know what the problem is.
Right. It's only a matter of time.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's
so
good.
You guys are doing this too?
Yep.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yes, we are.
Exactly.
Me and Sheila.
you. That's right. Now we have Sheila. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why Jill and I are constantly moving ourselves up the ladder or trying to create new products and new websites and stuff. And more of the day-to-day operations are being left to people that are younger and smarter than us.
A little more energy. Just kidding.
I don't have anybody like that here.
Not yet.
You will.
Yeah.
It's coming. Sit tight.
We used to say that too, and now we got an office building full of people.
I know. It's coming. Yeah. It's different. It's I remember back when it was a little bit hard for me to give up control a little bit. And now I'm like, nope. I have no problem handing it over. So someone to help? Great. Here you go. it's really good.
So Kevin, do you have any questions for us?
No, not really. I want to thank you guys for especially the products and the refinements you've been doing. The whole parcel fact thing is just really great. I know there's even more coming. So I use it so much through 1,000 draws on that thing, in a month.
Yeah. That's amazing.
I'm just constantly in there. That's my first go-to. Whenever I get a phone call, I'm looking at that property. And now you've made it so it saves me a step because I don't really have to go to look at parlay overlay on Google Earth. You've got the parcel lines are right there. That's huge.
Yeah.
And the neighbor. So,
yeah.
Huge. Well, good. I'm glad.
I'm sorry.
I'm glad you're having a good experience with it. There's more to come, so that's good.
Totally. Yeah. I keep wondering how we got by without it. You remember, Kevin, because you've been with us long enough. I mean, some days trying to find these properties, it was a challenge. And now I'm like, it's in a parcel fact down. Now we've gotten good. But in the beginning, we had a few little bumps as we're working them out. But I was like, lost.
I will tell people if they're working in the county and they can't find it on parcel fact, they should consider working in a different county because it's going to be rough.
There are enough out there. Yep. Exactly. Here, Kevin, are you going to come in October? I can't remember. I think you are, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Okay, good.
I'm glad. We're going to have some fun.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Are you bringing your wife?
No, we talked about that. No, I'm going to be one of your speakers, so I'm working on that project too.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's right. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Good. Yeah. Yeah. I talked to Amy about coming along, and we weighed the pros and cons. And at the moment, she doesn't think she's coming. That might change.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Good. I work with my spouse too. Stuff changes.
Yeah.
She might just book a spa weekend for herself that weekend. Exactly. I think that would be good.
That's right. It's vacation back there.
That's right.
Bye.
Hey, Kevin, I can't thank you enough again. Yeah. I wish you all the best. And if there's any way that Jill and I can personally help you to get to where you want to be in the next step, just please let us know.
Exactly. Cool.
All right. Hey, thanks for having me on.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks. Yeah.